We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently mostly cloudy and 64 degrees. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is planning to run for Kansas governor.
Kobach's announcement Thursday comes less than a month after he was selected by the president to serve as vice chairman of a special commission to study voter fraud. Kobach is the third Republican candidate to enter the 2018 race. Wichita businessman Wink Hartman and former state representative Ed O'Malley launched campaigns earlier this year. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier is expected to enter the race in the near future. U.S. Representative Kevin Yoder of Overland Park appears likely to pursue another run for Congress. Meanwhile, Sedgwick County Clerk and Kansas Republican Party Chairman Kelly Arnold announced he will consider a run for Kansas Secretary of State. Two Democrat candidates, former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer and former State Secretary of Agriculture Joss Fetty, have also announced campaigns. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
James Comey has left Capitol Hill, but investigations into Russian election meddling continue.
The leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee plan to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller next week to discuss how to coordinate their investigations. Meanwhile, the hunt is on for those memos that Comey sent to a friend in New York, but not to Congress. Requests in for those, as well as the mysterious tapes referenced by the president. More witnesses are still to come. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Jared Kushner could all appear in coming weeks, as well as Comey. Some other committees still want to see him and might even subpoena him to do it. Brad Milkey, ABC News, the Capitol.
The people of Britain have spoken, and the big loser is Prime Minister Theresa May. Her party is now in shambles.
Theresa May gambled by calling an early election. That call totally backfired on her. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn's advice to her, resign now.
The Prime Minister called the election because she wanted a mandate. Well, the mandate she's got is lost Conservative seats, lost votes, lost support, and lost confidence.
A messy coalition will now have to be formed, a coalition that will also have to negotiate Britain's tricky exit from the European Union. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
It's been 38 years since Wichita had passenger train service. That's when Amtrak discontinued its Lone Star route from Houston to Chicago. But officials are now looking at the possibility of a train connection between Oklahoma City and Kansas City, with Wichita as one of the stops. Wichita City Council member Pete Meitzner says an Amtrak inspection train will be making a stop today in Wichita with train officials, civic leaders, and invited guests on board.
TxDOT officials will be on that train. Oak, Oklahoma DOT officials, KDOT, BNSF, who owns the lines, and Amtrak officials. And so basically to pull this off, as I've been told, it needs the five partners to be in agreement.
The inspection train is expected to arrive in Wichita shortly before noon at Union Station downtown for about a 10-minute stop before heading north. Suspects stealing items out of cars seems to be on the rise throughout Wichita in early June. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says there were multiple incidents Wednesday night.
Officers were called out to numerous vehicle doors that were found to be open. Officers made 15 to 17 individual cases in the area bordered by Maple and Central and Ridge and Tyler. Several owners could not determine if there was any loss, but there was vehicle doors that were left open in the neighborhoods. Some reported loose change was taken as well as small electronics.
There were more than two dozen auto larcenies reported throughout Wichita Tuesday of this week. An update on some pretty low crime numbers at Riverfest 2017 in downtown Wichita. Here's Sergeant Woodrow.
Total, there have been 11 police cases made. There have been 8 arrests. Since the update I gave on Monday, there was one more arrest Tuesday night for a warrant.
Those are the latest statistics covering the first 6 days of the annual 9-day festival. Kansas legislators are moving closer to wrapping up work on state budgets for each of the next two fiscal years so that they can adjourn their annual session. The House approved a single bill with the next two annual spending blueprints for state government on a 99-23 vote Thursday evening. The Senate already has approved its own budget legislation. Negotiators for the two chambers will draft a final version, and they're set to begin talks. They were set to begin talks last night. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions this morning looking good so far out there in Wichita. The gasoline prices, $2.13 a gallon. I spotted better, $2.11 at 31st Street South and K-15. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Friday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Early on, we could see a few spotty showers mainly to our south, but for the most part, we become partly cloudy with sunshine, warmer and breezy this afternoon, our high 86. It'll be windy overnight, our low in the upper 60s, and then sunny, windy, warming up both Saturday and Sunday, the high this weekend in the low 90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And checking the radar just moments ago, the KNSS Weather Center radar, nothing. Nothing within 100 miles of Wichita in any direction. We had a nice day in South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 82 degrees. Normal high, 84. And that's exactly what it was the day before. Now, my wife finally got our hummingbird feeder ready to go. We got it hung up yesterday. I haven't seen any hummingbirds yet this year. I had a couple of flying around last year, so we'll see what happens with the hummingbirds. On this date in 1986, June 9th, the Rogers Commission released its report on the Challenger disaster, criticizing NASA and rocket builder Morton Thiokol for management problems leading to the explosion that claimed the lives of seven astronauts. That was called the Rogers Commission. Ducks do well in water. How about a duct-taped boat? Not so much. The U.S. Coast Guard picked up a 32-year-old man and his dog from an inflatable duct-taped watercraft when it started to take on water Wednesday in Gastineau Channel near Juneau, Alaska's capital city. The Coast Guard says in a release that the duct-taped boat was homemade. Guard says the man, who was not identified, was not wearing a life jacket. An off-duty Coast Guard member saw the unsafe craft and called it in. Coast Guard delivered the man, dog, and boat to Douglas Harbor in Juneau.
So was this a boat made entirely of duct tape?
No, but it was duct taped together, it looks like.
Okay.
And it just started to sink out there in the channel, and there you go. Fortunately for him, the guy and his dog, somebody's there. Because he could have made it out, I guess. They could have swum out of there.
I imagine something like duct taping a boat together so it will continue to float is kind of like driving on one of those donut tires. Well, it might work in a pinch, but it's not supposed to be a permanent solution.
Yeah. That's a story out of Alaska today. It's been 150 years since the birth of America's best-known architect, Frank Lloyd Wright, but his innovative designs continue to fascinate the public. From New York's Guggenheim Museum, where the circular building itself is a sculptural work of art, to the Falling Water House built over a waterfall in the Pennsylvania woods, to his modernist home on the Wisconsin prairie, Taliesin, which served as a laboratory for his ideas. And, of course, we have the Wright-designed house in East Wichita. I believe they call that design a prairie home. If you've never been, if you can arrange a tour, by gosh, you ought to go. Somebody who knows something about that, about Frank Lloyd Wright and architecture could give you a tour. I actually did a story on this when I was doing a television show, back in the 90s for Fox 24. We did a show from there in an interview, and I'll tell you, it is fascinating. The designs, basically, Frank Lloyd Wright was concept basically is to make you feel like you're outdoors even if you're indoors. So you're going to see a lot of glass, a lot of open space, and it's really interesting. It really is. Of course, we have a building out at Wichita State on the campus that is a Wright building, too. I can't remember which one it is. but there is one on the campus. So 150 years ago, the birth of Frank Lloyd Wright, architect. And when you talk about architects, that's the only name I can ever come up with. I don't know anybody famous. Now, I know some local people who are.
Right.
But that is, I guess, the big name.
Quick, Frank, Steve, name a famous architect.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I could make one up, too, you know. Yeah. Bob Henson. Jim Jones. I don't know. Okay, you heard that story that we're doing this morning. The Amtrak train is stopping in Wichita. They're doing an inspection train, looking at a possible route between Oklahoma City and Kansas City with stops in Wichita. They're going to stop down in Ark City first. You folks in Ark, Kansas City, around 10:30 this morning, you're supposed to stop down there. You might go out and tell them, hey, we'd like to have a depot here. Going to, you know, train. What did Ted's story say? 38 years since we had a people train in Wichita? And could be coming back. Could be coming back.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the funnier scenes in, I think, in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which I thought was a movie. Who was in that? John Candy?
Yeah.
Steve
Martin. John Candy. John,
yeah. Which it was one of the most depressing films, and I didn't think it was all that funny. I mean, it just
really
it depressed the hell out of me.
There were some depressing parts, yeah.
But it had its moments.
It really did.
The cab driver in, quote, Wichita, the cab driver, remember him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa! And the fellow who picked him up in a pickup truck and told him that the people train don't stop in Wichita.
People train don't run through Wichita.
It stops in Spudsville or something.
I believe it was Stubville.
Stubville or something like that. That was the guy who's...
and his, saying that Amtrak runs through Norton Newton, they basically called it...
Stubville or something.
Newton Stubville.
Yeah, this is the guy who told his wife to get out of the pickup truck and lift those bags.
Yeah.
You know, and have you ever seen a worse caricature of Wichita than that scene in that movie? And it was just, for those of us who are from here, we were cracking up. We just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
We can laugh at ourselves. But that old people train could be stopping here today, or will stop here today. It's going to have dignitaries on board, you know, the people who are very important to the community, which didn't include Ted or me. Ted Woodward, did we get an invitation from anybody to go on the people train today? I didn't think we did.
Yes, I got an invite from the mayor yesterday.
Okay, so how are you going to get on there? You're not going to do it, are you?
I have to work.
Yeah, you have to work.
I don't.
Unlike the mayor and dignitaries, you know, dignitaries don't work. They show up and cut ribbons, right? So,
okay, how are they getting back?
The mayor. It's a one-way journey. They made that pretty clear.
It's one way.
So you have to. You have.
You can hop on the train in Wichita and get off in Newton, but you
got
to find your way back. I'm not sure how that works.
Wish that guy with the, you know, that guy with the pickup and Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, we sent him up there. You remember the guy to pick up?
We'll get somebody else in the radio station to come pick me up in Newton. We got so much personnel here.
Yeah.
We got such a huge staff.
Well,
somebody will help me out with that.
There you go. You were
invited. Most of our staff in this room right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much thank you. Thanks to the mayor, though, for thinking about you.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't realize that you work for a living. All right, 6:19, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. I know the Royals played last night. I don't know where the NBA situation is right now.
You don't?
No.
I told you 2 days ago.
I've forgotten already. Is it over yet?
No, it's not over.
Okay,
well,
good. That's what I mean.
It pretty much is.
I mean, everybody's very interested in it, including my grandchildren, except me.
Your grandchildren are into it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got Facebook for my daughter. Showed all four of them sitting on the couch watching the NBA.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I was that age, I did as well.
Oh, me too.
I was into the Seattle Supersonics.
I was into the Boston
against
Celtics.
The Washington Bullets.
Bob Cousy. New York Knicks. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the NBA,
yeah.
It might be the final game of the season tonight, and it most likely will be, you might think. The Golden State Warriors are in Cleveland taking on the Cavaliers. Golden State leads the best of seven series, 3-0. They have not lost a playoff game yet.
Whoa.
They are 15-0 in the playoffs.
That is incredible. Really.
So,
if
they win tonight, they can make it a clean sweep. Golden State at Cleveland, live coverage of the NBA Finals. Game 4 is at 7 o'clock tonight. The game will start about 8 o'clock. You can listen to that game live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals last night finishing up a home set with the top team in baseball, the Houston Astros. The Royals had won back-to-back against Houston, but did not win last night. Houston pitcher Lance McCullers took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Still, it was a 1-1 game in the ninth, but the Royals bullpen could not hold Houston. Houston scored five runs in the top of the ninth inning and beat the Royals 6-1. So it was a split of the four-game series between the Royals and the Astros. Kansas City now heads out to the West Coast and takes on a couple of National League teams, teams they don't play as too often. First up this weekend for the Royals, it's a visit to San Diego to take on the Padres. Tonight's game, Kansas City at the Padres, will be heard, joined after the NBA game, and then afternoon games in San Diego for the Royals, Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. All those games on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Major League Pro Baseball, the Kansas City, the Wichita Wingnuts last night on the road in Grand Prairie, Texas, taking on the Air Hogs. That game was tied 7-7 in the ninth inning when Wichita took the lead. T.J. Mittelstadt with a two-run single in the ninth inning. Eventually, Wichita won the game 9-8 over Texas last night. Back-to-back wins for the Wingnuts, who have a one-game lead atop the South Division. And that's 12 losses in a row now for the Air Hogs. Wichita will be at Texas tonight and tomorrow night to wrap up that road trip for the Wichita Wingnuts. And we have outdoor soccer tomorrow night. FC Wichita and FC Wichita Women are both on the road tomorrow night in soccer action. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. The intolerant preaching tolerance.
Ah.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Well, Todd Starnes commentary.
Todd will explain it
Fox
to
News
us.
Commentator Todd Starnes is going to explain that to us. Coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.